Good evening, everyone, and thank you for being here to participate with us in the ongoing vigil, which is post-election in the United States, but the danger certainly is not past. As I've said before, there is a very important runoff election in Georgia for the U.S. Senate, and unless that has a favorable result, as it were, going blue, so many of the more soul-aligned projects will not have a chance to get through the obstructive Senate. There's also something rather dangerous brewing. And we've read lately that Israel seems to be preparing for the idea that the United States could attack Iran, bomb Iran. Now, that kind of anticipation doesn't come out of nowhere. So there's a mobilization of Israeli troops, and perhaps they'll be participating with the Saudis at this time, and it could lead to the kind of destabilization which could lead to martial law, which could lead to the abrogation of the normal transference of power. Therefore, we continue our work to promote democracy in the United States, and in that way, also try to set some kind of example in this battle for the larger battle of the humanity's angel of the presence and its dweller on the threshold. This is the reason for our continuance, and we attempt to be working up until the time of the inauguration. We'll see how it goes and what kind of situation a desperate individual may evoke because of psychopathology and sociopathy. It's not normal, and we have to counter, we fight fire with fire, and we work esoterically internally. So I'll turn this over to Tuya, who will continue with the meditation.
Welcome, dearest friends. Welcome, and lots of gratitude to all of you. I can see that many of us has been from the beginning. So what is the beginning? But then when we started our vigil. And as Michael was explaining and pointing out things, what is precipitated and can be seen on the outer level, but still, as DK always shows us, that the in the inner is still much larger and much more drastic fights going on. So let us be aware of that, that what is in outer world has been precipitated, but in the inner there is much more greater combat going on at the moment. So in this meditation, the structure is the same as we have been using. I'm going to go rather fast through these certain points, and then we have a 4 minute silence when we are reflecting these colors, because the colors what we have been using is rose color, which is related to the sixth ray. It's the highest, it's an esoteric color of the sixth ray. And then we also use indigo, which is the color of the synthesizing ray of the second ray, which is the soul ray, and then the personality ray is the sixth ray of United States. So that's why we also use these energies. And let us be very aware, where we want to have an impact is that we are working at the same time with the Devic lives, which are very disturbed at the moment. And people who are unaware, and this effect in the Deva kingdom, it is like a witch's circle, the witch's circle, that it is affecting, both of them are affecting to each other. And that's why we are bringing our standing, just standing in silence. And we are going to practice that way in our future meditations, and we see what else we are going to add, if we are going to add. But at least we, everyone, all of us, we understand that we are standing together in silence, and in that sense demand the higher forces to intervene. So let us start our meditation. And we just shortly and quickly in our minds, we go within. And we align consciously with each other. And let us all also include within us the members of our triangles, and our co-workers of light, so that in reality we are much larger group than what we are now in numbers 44, which is one of the master numbers. Oh. we align with the Master R, Master Rakoczy, the region for Europe and America. And we recognize our relationship with the hierarchy. I just want to let all of those who are not from Europe to hear what is the effect or reaction of the results in United States. It has been rising a huge and powerful hope. And we can understand how important it is that Europe and United States are able to really function together, because Master R, the Lord of Civilization, is behind the thought of the United States. We consciously link with the soul, and we create consciously the triangle between our soul, mind and brain, so that there can be a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower. We link with the soul angel, and in that connection with the soul angel of United States, and realize your connection with that great angel and the angel presence of United States, facing now the dweller. We link ourselves with the motto of US, I light the way. Christ says, I am the light of the world. So whenever we are reflecting light, radiating light, we are always also connected with the Christ. So let us emphasize our connection in our hearts and in our minds with the Christ, and say, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. Let us recognize the vibrations of the Christ and welcome his presence. Every level and every unit needs protection. the great protective forces. Let us call these protective forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael, and his saving force. Create a wall of protective energies. And who is also the protector of the Christ, protecting his mission on earth. And to keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. As a group, let us now align with the heart within the head. Well-petaled, sacred heart. We are consciously in that field of the mind, higher mind, and we emphasize today the Dhyana Mudra, which is the mudra of the will. When it is emphasized that the two worlds are in complete balance, the lower and the higher, you can place your right hand above the left hand and connect your thumbs together. That is the very common mudra. I'm sure that everyone has been seeing that. It is called also the mudra of meditation. In that sacred speech, wordless speech, we hold this whole idea of the two worlds in complete balance, under the will, under the law. Very consciously, we open up a complete open channel for the energies which are at the same time healing and correcting the misused energies towards the correct pattern. We realize the sixth ray, which is the personality ray of US. We use now the color rose, very beautiful rose color, which has a shining glow in it. And we see this rose color pouring into these three points of the triangle, which we can call like the governmental triangle of US. And then after we have been naming all of these 3 points, we will have 4 minutes silence. We keep our mudra and we just stand. And by this standing, we demand the higher to take over and correct what is misused in the lower. We visualize the rose pouring, rose ray pouring into these 3 points. White House, Executive Branch of Government. Capitol, Legislative Branch of Government. Supreme Court, Judicial Branch of Government. Four minutes silence. And visualize the whole aura of US now shining and be filled with beautiful rose color, calming the emotional body and nervous system. We align with the soul of US, the second ray. Let us visualize the Christ standing in the center, and through the soul, solar angel descends this beautiful indigo blue into these three points of the triangle. Let us visualize indigo blue descending through White House, executive branch of government. Through Capitol, legislative branch of government. Through Supreme Court, judicial branch of government. And we have 4 minutes of silence working with the indigo ray pouring through this triangle. Let us visualize the whole aura of US now filled and colored by this beautiful indigo ray. TK says, there are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. To this end, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lords of Liberation. We prepare now for the group invocation, vertically aligned in the sacred place within us. As members of human family, we stand. We have the right to express our will in this sacred circle, in unison with our group. We reflect for a while in silence of fusion and union of the group. And for opening the funnel of invocation. Into the higher realm, into the ears of those who know the truth. The great invocation number two. Let us say together, let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, Almighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with masked intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, Almighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, Almighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, Almighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. Oh. can we strengthen again by visualizing the group forming unbreakable sacred circle of brothers and sisters on this side of the veil. In silence we stand. And now we will create a wheel of fire with 7 spokes. Being strongly aligned with the living Christ in the center of the triangle. And before us, we create this imaginative wheel of fire. Strongly we stand, and with the inner working group, visualizing that we are at the moment in the center of this wheel, at the hub of the wheel, which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love from the Sacred Heart of the Christ. And now yourself and the group as if we were that hub. From that central position, we send out 7 streams of living fire, radiating upon the world in all rainbow colors. The covenantal triangle being protected by this living wheel of fire, and the wheel spinning. The protective energies to all directions into every single state.
Let our lives be timeless gratitude and mighty joy. Let our heart be great peace and Holy Spirit. Let our name be Amen.
Let our lives be timeless gratitude and mighty joy. Let our hearts be great peace and hope.
Bring illumination through the evocation of the wheel.
Keep this life inside you.
Bring imagination through the evocation of love. Bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. And again we state, may thy will be done, not ours.
The source of true love.
And we can release our mudra.
Let our name be
gratitude, we close our meditation, but in our imagination, we hold this sacred circle alive. Thank you for everybody, and we meet again tomorrow.
O one and only, you are our sole refuge, light of our hearts, the source of true love.